All right, now here's our conversion discussion. Has to do with Snoop Dogg. How many of you have been hearing and or reading about Snoop Dogg's conversion? This is the other article that I mentioned I'm sharing with you, courtesy of the Metro Courier. And it seems that he's getting some support from some, and wow, he's really catching it from others. His real name is Calvin Broaddus. And Snoop Dogg is known for promoting a licentious lifestyle, something that a lot of people understandably take issue with. Interestingly enough, he has released a gospel album called The Bible of Love. In fact, I think he released it in April. March. I think he released it in March of this year. The Bible of Love. That's the name of his double gospel album. The Bible of Love. So, like I said, he has quite a few people supporting him. But, of course, he has a lot of people who are really just having a difficult time with this. Now, one of the things that raises some questions is the fact that he apparently has had several religious conversions within several years. He had one of the things he says about, though, his gospel album is he released it for the purpose of ministering to people. Get this, because his grandmama ministered to him and he had it on the inside of him. How many of us have heard stories about grandmothers, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, somebody in the family praying for us, somebody we know, somebody we've heard testify about their salvation experience? He's saying his grandmother really did a lot of voting, praying for him, ministering to him. What do you think? Is it real? Is it genuine? Even though his grandmother ministered, do you think this is real? Sometimes we can be on the slippery slope if we just go by what we think, huh? Snoop Dogg, several religious conversions in several years, and so some people are wondering for that reason if he's sincere about this one. Of course, another concern is whether or not people are being judgmental and being harder on Snoop Dogg than they should. But then again, some people turn to the other conversions. He was in this religion for a while, did that for a few years, changed to another one, hung around in that religion, dabbled in that religion for a while, and then he went on ahead and now he's a born-again Christian, he's saying. What do you think? Should we be saying, nope, it's not real? He's not sincere. He's not genuine. Too many changes in too short a period of time. Or, nah, the kind of stuff he's been putting out all these years, nah, he can't be real. We know he can be. Sometimes we have to let time tell. And even with that, we won't always know what was really going on in a person's heart, mind, and soul, whether to determine that they were real or not when they claimed their conversion experience. We can watch some people for years and years and years, and they look like they were really sincere. But people who know that life in depth, no, it was all a facade. And maybe 98, 99% of the people who may have been watching this person for years were convinced that the person was real. Can't always go by that. Maybe what we should do is just kind of look into the fact, I mean, just kind of grasp the notion that Snoop Dogg, if I can, Calvin Broaddus, is saying that now he's a born-again Christian. And maybe pray, pour our hearts out to God to help Calvin Broaddus grow into what he said is his new life. And truly grow into it, develop into it, continually develop, just like the rest of us need to be continually developing. Ask God to help Calvin Broaddus, also known as Snoop Dogg, grow and grow and grow and develop a bond with God, with Christ, that is so tight that neither will ever let go of the other. Yes, I think that's the way to approach it. I think that's the way God would want us to approach it. Rather than us making a decision one way or the other to say that he has or has not had a true conversion experience, let God, who absolutely knows the real deal, let him handle this. And rather than we play judge, we pray. Yeah. Okay. Now, that said, I want to share a little bit with you about parents showing love the right way. A lot of times, and I know you say, wait a minute, hold up. Showing love the right way. Yeah, the right way. Sometimes we don't express our love for our children in the ways that are best for them. And I like this article that the Metro Courier has with regards to loving our children without spoiling them. Spoiling our children is not the right way to express our love to them. So one of the things that Emma Valley says we should be doing is remembering what love is. It's more than what always feels good. So if you feel guilty for not giving your children everything they ever desire, ask yourself why you feel guilty. Are you thinking that love means seeking their best? Or are you thinking that it means getting their approval? Don't teach that possessions satisfy. New toys are fun, but they don't meet our deepest emotional and spiritual needs and desires. They can't replace presence and time. So be careful about teaching our children that things are what matters most. That people, time, relationships, especially our relationship with our Creator, really matter. Give our children responsibility. Don't think that we're doing them favors by saying, oh, they're just children. They don't need to clean up behind themselves. Give them responsibilities. Something else that we can do in helping our children receive the expressions of our loves and of our love in the ways that will be best for them, that will promote their growth and development, let our no mean no. Let no be no. No one is crazy about temper tantrums, whether it's from a child who refuses to leave a play date or an 8-year-old who slams the door of a refusal to buy her cell phone. If you said no and you know your no is fair and right and good, let that no stand. That's right. Let it stand. It's good for our children to learn that no means no. When they go to school, they're not going to always get yeses. In the work world, they're not always going to get yeses. And sometimes in the work world or the world outside the home, the yeses and the nos may be unfair. Someone may be getting a yes when they should have gotten a no, and vice versa. I'm just saying, the proper ways to express our love for our children. How about the proper way to express our love towards those who are not our children, who aren't even family members? I want to remind you, when it comes to this issue of Snoop Dogg, the man whose real name is Calvin Broaddus, don't spend a lot of time and energy judging him. Don't spend a lot of time and energy trying to figure out whether his conversion experience is real or not. Pour out our hearts to God, asking God to guide the man's lifestyle into alignment with his confession. And let it be one that will truly, truly, truly be a testimony to the goodness, the greatness, the grace of God. What a great way for us to let some of life's best moments come through us. Till next time.